It's time for the Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Back here on the Drive, Quentin time on your Friday. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend is here. Russell and Bear on the Drive right here on Fan Run Radio, getting the weekend kicked off with the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the Drive, on hashtag Financial Freedom Friday. If you are a recent college graduate struggling under the burden of student loans, check out our Twitter feed at Fox Sports Knox to find a couple of free tips on how a financial advisor can help you get out from under the crushing debt of student loans. Number one on the top five, Tennessee, Alabama tomorrow, 9 o'clock in Tuscaloosa. Checking some of the weather paths. You know, they have like the, you can see the storm path.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and describe this for you. Okay. It's currently off the coast, the Gulf Coast, somewhere south of Mississippi, Alabama. It's going to come across the Florida Panhandle and get the southeast corner of Alabama. It's expected to be around the Alabama, Georgia, Florida state line around 1 p.m. tomorrow. So, yeah, it's coming at Athens. Like, Athens is in a direct hit.
Direct?
Yeah. They're just going to get smoked for that Kentucky game.
I feel like
tomorrow.
They've got at least one game like this every year where they just play in an absolute typhoon.
It's all Columbia, South Carolina is also in the direct path. It's not expected to hit Columbia until around 1 a.m. Sunday. So their game with Florida, it might be rainy, but they should be able to get out of there, I think.
Is it just a tropical storm? Or
yeah.
What do they call it? A boom cyclone? They've got some name for this thing.
I don't know. It's tropical storm Nestor. And evidently,
that sounds menacing, doesn't it?
That's a good name. Yeah, Nestor. You don't want to mess with Nestor.
No.
Nestor kick your ass. Now,
Hurricane Karen, you know,
Hurricane Karen sounds like she'll dump all your stuff out on the lawn and set it on fire. It sounds a little crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what's
you ever
a,
go
what's
out with
a
girl what? Named Karen?
No, but I had a crush on one in elementary school, I believe.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe it was the same gal.
Doubt it.
Yeah. You're a little older than me.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit weird.
It would be weird. Yeah. Perhaps even illegal.
Yeah. Move on.
We're on the west side of the storm, which evidently is the better side to be on. I did not know that. Keep in mind.
I knew. I couldn't remember what the exact.
On the west side.
Yeah.
West side.
I remember Ella saying something about it.
Major League Baseball tonight, Game 5 of your ALCS, Yankees-Astros. Stroh's trying to close this one out. 7 o'clock first pitch on FS1.
We blew it.
You blew it!
I don't see a path to victory now. Not with Garrett Cole.
Patrick Mahomes, patellar tendon, dislocated kneecap. MRI confirming that he's going to be out for a minute.
It just depends. Is he going to have the surgery or just do the rest and then brace the hell out of it?
Yeah. I don't know. Number four, Alvin Kamara ruled out of the Saints game this weekend with the Bears. He's got a knee and an ankle.
Yeah, I ain't going to run him into that.
I wondered about that. Alvin, sneaky big, bigger than you would think. He gets the reputation as a scat back, but he's a pretty big guy, 215, 220 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, he's solid.
But I did worry with Ingram leaving and they were going to build the offense largely around him. How is he going to hold up? Here we are 6-7 weeks into the season and he's missing a game.
A little banged up.
Speaking of banged up, number four, New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson has avoided severe injury to his right knee, but he is expected to miss a period of weeks to start the regular season, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Didn't travel with the team to New York for tonight's preseason game against the Knicks. So
I've got a theory about him. I think he'll be all right as long as he doesn't have like any extended like injury, like where he's off his feet for an extended amount of time. Big dog likes to eat. That's pretty obvious. He's a big dude.
What do you mean? Like he's?
I just think if he like say, you know, had to be out for a season, he'd have to be really careful about not packing on 40 pounds.
And number five, five-star basketball prospect Jaden Springer, according to Rob Lewis at VolQuest.com, set to announce his collegiate decision either Monday or Tuesday on ESPN. Rob has also been, for at least a month now, saying that he feels like Tennessee's in really good shape there to get Jaden Springer.
That seems to be what everybody's story is about him.
Be pretty bit disappointing if we didn't get him now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the top five. At five, brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. You check them out online at cedbtn.com or just call 865-453-9031 for a branch near you. Citizens National Bank. Banking never felt so good. All right, Bear. Your favorite segment of the week. You live for it. You love it. You want it. You need it. Five things I want to see tomorrow when Tennessee takes on Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Are you ready?
Roll down Tide.
Sure, why not?
Number one, an injury-free performance.
Injury-free performance, okay.
Got to get through this one healthy, particularly Brian Maurer. Evidently, Daryl Taylor has a slight hamstring pull. I might just sit him. Especially if the field's wet. I mean, I don't want to just wave the white flag before the game even starts, but
it's gonna be a slop fest, isn't it?
Like,
down there.
I don't want to go in there and just not try to win. I want to go in there with a game plan that you can think win. But if I've got a starter that's got a little tender ankle,
you're getting him out.
A nagging hamstring, I might just go ahead and sit him. And I hope the backup come in and play well. But
I think you go ahead and start them if they're cleared and there's not a medical reason not to start them. But once the game is, and everybody knows when that point will be. I mean, once if Bama, gets out to a big lead, that's when you start getting these young guys, your freshmen, count this as one of their games and just get them in there and get them some action against Alabama.
Number two. I want to see that backdoor cover, man. I want to beat the point spread, not because I'm gambling on it, but because my eyes are on next week against South Carolina. That's the game I want to win. And I feel like to maintain and build on the confidence that we got last week with the win over Mississippi State, we have just beat the spread. Have some good things happen. Put some points. Do so. I know you don't understand the spread.
Well,
this is a
new thing to your top five. The backdoor cover. I don't feel like that's been a thing before.
I just want to have enough stuff go right to where the team's confidence isn't completely shot, and that we wake up Sunday morning thinking, okay, that might have sucked, but we've got enough things going right in the program to where we should be able to go and beat stupid Will Muschamp for the first time ever. What is he, 6-0, 7-0 against Tennessee right now?
Counting. I mean, he's never lost to us as a head coach.
Ridiculous.
He didn't beat us as a player.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Which is really weird.
So infuriating. Number three, Brian Maurer. I want to see some development from him, particularly when it comes to safety. And I'm not just talking about his body. I'm talking about taking care of the ball, too. Those two interceptions last week, you just can't have that, right? I mean, we love what we've seen out of Brian Maurer, but he's got to take better care of himself,
yes,
and he's got to take better care of the ball.
I agree with that one, although the first one I cut him a little bit of slack on because it was just his second start, and he got baited. I mean, he bit forward hook, line, and sinker. They reeled him into the boat.
Okay.
Press with a bass.
Let's learn from it. Show me because that's what – that was part of Garantano's issue, right, is he never really developed. He's not any better than he was last year.
In Garotno's, Garen, well, whatever, Jared's favor, he never really had consistent quality coaching at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I'm not trying to come off on Garantano.
I'm not white knighting for him. It's just sad to me.
I'm just talking about, and you're right. I agree with you. I'm just talking about Maurer. I want to see him do what Jarrett never did, which is learn from his mistakes and get better. Don't get baited.
I mean, Jarrett got progressively worse.
Recognize that, and he just got kind of ruined. And we'll see if he plays some tomorrow. Number four, more steam on defense. Liked what I saw last week. Liked shutting down the run.
Really, really hard to shut this team down, Russell. Najee Harris, he's going to play on Sunday.
Nobody expects
wide receivers, first-round draft picks.
Nobody expects Tennessee to shut them down. But I do want to see more pressure on the quarterback like we saw. We didn't get any pressure on Georgia. I don't expect 7 sacks like we had last week.
But you're expecting us to get pressure on Alabama?
I'd like to see a sack or two. I'd like to see a couple of pressures, a couple of hurries. I'd like to get in his face.
I feel like their offensive line's better than Georgia's.
I don't know about that, man.
Man, Georgia's had all kinds of problems with their line this year. They definitely did.
Georgia?
They definitely did last week. They've been doing some shuffling around down there. I've been perusing the Georgia message boards, you know.
Oh, a little schadenfreude, just taking joy in their misery?
Oh, yeah. I don't post on that one.
Which one do you post on?
Arkansas.
You post on an Arkansas message board.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong?
I think my screen name is like Peyton Manning fan number Peyton Manning.
Number five, snap and clear. Whatever
happens. Is that a butchism?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's critical.
Snap and clear, baby. Whatever happens tomorrow. If it gets ugly, got to put it behind us, man. Can't dwell on it. It's got to be over and done with Sunday because we got to beat Muschamp. We got 6 days starting Sunday to put together some semblance of a game plan that can beat a South Carolina team that evidently this Helinski kid is going to start tomorrow against Florida, even though he got his knee caved in last week. He's going to start, and we got to beat him, man. Because
we'd be a stationary target.
We cannot lose to Will Muschamp with a one-legged quarterback. It cannot happen. No how, no way.
Certainly not.
You think he's been forced to take anger management classes?
Muschamp?
Yeah. I mean, if he has, they didn't take very well.
I think, that's why he wears the readers on the sideline.
To make everybody think he's calmed down?
Yeah, it makes him look more docile.
No, it doesn't. It just makes him look crazier. It's like, dude, that guy's raging out. The guy with the readers on. Look at him.
I haven't seen him rage out much this year. Granted, I haven't watched all their games, but I haven't seen him have any of those meltdowns he was famous for.
If he gets behind us, I bet he'll have a meltdown.
All right, so those are the five things, Bear. Injury-free performance, backdoor cover to maintain confidence.
Maurer development. More steam on D.
More steam on defense.
Snap and clear. Snap and clear
it's
your
critical.
Jaw for bringing up a butchism.
Hey!
Sorry.
That's inexcusable.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
865-546-8200. What do you think about it? 546-8200. Your number. If you want to jump on the drive, Bear and I in your truly hard seltzer studios.
I need about 40 of those tomorrow about 10 o'clock.
In the morning? Oh, in the evening.
Yeah.
40. It's a lot, bro.
It's going to be a lot of pain tomorrow night.
Well, they'll be flowing in here tomorrow after the game.
I really think you ought to give me some kind of special recognition for being able to hold it together all week like this.
What do you want? I don't sense anybody freaking out. Look, we're going to get it handed to us tomorrow, man.
I don't like it, Russ.
Well, neither do I. But
I mean, I would rather literally them fight those guys than take an ass beating like we're going to take tomorrow. Everybody get thrown out. We'll just walk up to them, punch them in the face as hard as you can.
And then we'll have half our team suspended for the next game. You can't do that. Well, that's another thing is maintain your composure.
Six.
Did.
Maintain composure.
Did
one, Russ.
Did Rashawn Golden, did he get suspended for that?
I don't remember. The only thing I remember about that is that you and Chance said that it was the most awkward thing you've ever heard when I told him that he had nothing to feel bad about. Do you remember that when we interviewed him?
Mm-hmm.
I maintain that.
Well, he was trying to apologize for it because
he didn't owe anybody an apology. Anybody that's been down there, and I'm being serious. The stuff they say to our kids is ridiculous. What he did is a drop in the bucket to some of the names I know would be beyond a shadow of a doubt they've called that young man.
Here's the context of what you're talking about. We had Rashawn Golden on the show. It was right before the NFL draft. He's trying to get drafted, right? And he might have been – was he in person with us somewhere?
No, we had him on the phone. We were at NutriShop.
Wow. Anyway, we had him on, and he's right before the draft. And so we asked him about that, and he was trying to sweep it under the rug. Clearly did not want to talk about it because it draws negative attention to himself. He didn't want to draw any negative attention to himself with the draft coming up because he's trying to make that paper. And your dumbass.
It was my opportunity to tell him how much I admired him, understood why he did it, and he had nothing to feel sorry for and to hold his head up high.
And he wanted to come through the phone line and grab you by the neck and slap the taste out your mouth.
He didn't act like that when I met him at Kurt Majette's thing over at Hops and Hollers that night. I introduced myself to him. I was like, that was me. He started laughing.
Well. That was the context of what
I
you're
just want him to
about.
Know I had his back. I know how those gum.
Oh!
Roll down tide.
Wonder if that dude he'd call in a bomb threat this week if Tennessee.
He's facing 20 years.
Well, yeah. He called in a bomb threat.
It's post 9/11 world, buddy. Life comes at you fast. I don't think they have keggers and mixers.
I don't think that dude's going to do well in Alabama prison, too.
He won't be in Alabama. He'll be at the federal prison in Atlanta, or if he's really unlucky, he ended up in Leavenworth.
You're going to come out with a tattoo on his chest that says precious.
Oh, God, what if he got in there with some crazy UT fan that was doing like 20 to life or something?
Don't get to watch the Tide every week in joint.
No.
I don't think they put the games on. I don't know if you get the sports package. On your cable when you go to prison.
Pruno and a hot date with somebody in the shower room, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't – how do you do that in this day and age if you're over the age of, like, 14 and have any sense at all?
I told you the time I was in a bomb threat. I told
– Yeah, we've exchanged bomb threats for us.
I was in Walden Books, of all places.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 20 or 30 years ago. I was a kid.
Where was that at?
It's over in Bearden on Kingston Pike. Is it Men of Measure now?
Yes.
It's over there across from Suburban Plaza.
Yeah, next to the car wash.
And I was in there, and I was just looking around, and all of a sudden, one of the employees walked out into the middle of the store. It wasn't a very big bookstore, and he just said, "Excuse me, I'm going to have to ask everybody to leave. We have just received a bomb threat."
Who wants to bomb a bookstore?
I don't know.
Somebody really hates reading?
It was like an employee wanted to get out of work or something. Just some kids having fun.
That's what happened at our high school. It wasn't trying to get out of work, wanted to get out of a test. This doofus went to the payphone out in the commons area. He was like literally like 60 feet from the
And he called the office?
Yeah. We all knew it, man. It was like, it was one of those days.
What did he say? There's a bomb in the cafeteria.
I don't know exactly what he said. All I knew is we spent the next hour outside in a steady, like ice cold, 45 degree rainstorm on the football field, waiting for the dogs to clear it. So it happened more than once, but I think they figured it out because everybody kind of knew he did it, and we were all pissed at him.
Kelly Jolly got her first commit today.
In what? Oh, in basketball.
What do you mean in what?
Is it not Kelly Harper?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why are you calling her Kelly?
Old habits die hard, I guess.
Were you over there when she was over there?
She's a little bit older than me. Like 2 or 3 years, maybe.
Who'd she get?
Tess Darby.
Where from?
I don't know. Greenfield basketball, Greenfield, Tennessee.
The hell is Greenfield, Tennessee?
I don't know, but they got her. Country gal, I'm assuming.
Welcome to the just UT like, family, Tess.
Just like Kelly Harper, just like Pat Summitt. Country gals. That's what this program is built on, Bear. Country power. That and a couple Jimmy players from inner city New York. Stay with us. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville's Fan Run Radio, 865-546-8200. You want to hop on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. We'll take a quick break right here. Back with more after this.
Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Sorry, Bear. My fancy schmancy new headphones weren't cooperating there for a second.
You get twisted around, didn't they?
I had a like a wire that was crossed where it shouldn't be. It's all good now. We're good to go. I'm trying to find this athletic article about the basketball.
I never get to read all
survey.
Those. Like you read, I read like the first couple paragraphs, and they send that they've got that thing that blocks
you. Gotta pay for it.
Yeah,
yeah. Why don't you pay for it?
Find
somebody who
just won too many things right now.
Find somebody who. Yeah, I mean that's the thing,
I've
right?
I've got to figure out. I'd have to lose something to pick that one up.
You know, people say it's only $5 a month, but it, like if that's your attitude, all of a sudden. You've got like 10 things that are $5 a month, and all of a sudden you've got yourself $50 a month and stuff.
Right.
You got to be careful. I cannot find this thing. All right, I guess I'll just do it from memory. They did a poll of like 20 or so players at SEC Media Day for basketball down in Birmingham. And a couple of coaches, and they asked them a couple of questions. One was, what's the toughest place to play in the SEC? And it was close. Number one was Tennessee. And then number two, I think, was Rupp tied with Arkansas.
When's the last time we've lost a game at home?
It's been, I mean, we're on a 25 or 26 game winning streak. The last time was Bruce Pearl in
the flu game?
Yeah. Barnes' third year, so it's been well over a season. They said that. The other interesting thing was they asked the players, besides your own coach, who would you most like to play for? Did you see that one?
No.
Who do you think they would say?
Besides your own coach?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a good one. I would say probably either Barnes, Calipari, or maybe Frank Martin.
It was Calipari. Why do you – Frank Martin was number two, and that
why
really
would I,
surprised me.
Because I found out from some folks that are around someone who's being heavily recruited by him that he's a player. Players really like him. Like he's what we see of him on TV. That's not how he is behind the scenes, and obviously in recruiting, none of those guys act crazy like
that. He's a total psycho on the sideline. Like you see him down there, and you're like,
man, apparently he
almost
is
abusive. But the players love him.
There's
The other two questions. One was the hardest guy to guard in the league, and it was Brian Tyree from Ole Miss.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, it's pretty accurate.
Lamonte got a couple of votes, but he was like fourth or fifth down the list.
Right.
And then the best defender, who's the best defender in the league? It was Ashton Hagans at Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be tough.
I know he is, but and I swear to God, it's not orange colored glasses. I would have, when Bowden wants to.
Well, that's what
scoring on him.
He didn't get any votes. He wasn't even on the list.
Dude, he shut Tyler Harrow down. Because Hero opened his mouth, and, I mean, we all heard it. They can't guard me.
He shut a lot of guys down, man. He's a great player.
Deacon Martin's, oh, really? We can't.
Maybe this will be kind of a little motivation for him. Maybe put some people sleeping on Jordan Bowden a little bit coming into the season.
Sleep on Jordan Bowden, he's liable to smother you with a pillow. That's how he – I mean, he's just –
I don't think he's going to kill anybody, but
– his defense is smothering.
He's a killer, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that I do want to see some more consistency out of Bowden this year. I think we started to see that last year. I feel like he played well in the tournament, played well for most of the season. But coming in, remember, like, his sophomore year, he started out like he was leading the country 3-point shooting through that game at Wake Forest where he hit 6 threes. And then once conference play started,
he kind of tailed off.
And the book was out on him. Guys started stepping out on him, getting a hand in his face.
But then he did step it back up towards the end of the season. We had that short run into the tournament. But then last year, I thought he took another step. I'm ready for him to take the next step.
Would love to see him as a senior.
He's probably one of my favorite Tennessee I mean, he's on a rocket ride to the top on my list as far as favorite kids. I mean, he's a Knoxville kid.
Local boy.
Yeah. And it's just been – I've been watching him play basketball for, 8 years now, I guess.
I mean, if we could see him average – like up near 14, 15 points a game consistently. I'd love the 23-point outburst every now and then, but you're not going to get that consistent. He averaged 10 and a half points a game last year.
He needs to get his average up, like you were saying, 14 or 15. But I do expect, and I expect them in big games, him to pop out with – it's time for him to pop out with a 28-point rip. And I want to see him continue to – make it the explosive plays that he can make above the rim that especially, and I started noticing it last year, when we would stop somebody when they were on a run with us, it usually involved a play where he just went up and went nuts, did something high-flying above the rim and got the crowd back into it, and then he'd D up, and I think he's the key to this year.
Did you read the story about Lamonte Turner being a leader and everything? Grant Ramey had it as a free read on 247. The story about him getting kicked out of his first practice here.
Lamonte did?
Yeah.
For what?
He said that he was a knucklehead at the time. Remember, he redshirted. He's been here. He and Barnes have a special connection because Lamonte's been here the entire time that Barnes has. He redshirted that first year. So this is his fifth year. He's been here the whole way.
So he was a Barnes recruit the whole, or did
I want to say that Tindall was recruiting him and that Barnes came in and finished the deal. He is a Barnes recruit, but anyway, the first practice, he says, it was like a defensive drill,
right?
And Barnes told him to quit fouling. He was getting a little handsy, I guess.
Right.
So the next time through the line, evidently he was guarding his man with his hands behind his back. And I guess this pissed Barnes off something fierce, and he threw him out. And Lamonte was like, "What did I do?" And he's like, "You just got yourself thrown out of practice is what you did." And he said he went back in the locker room and cried.
Hell, I might too. Barnes got crazy. Barnes is crazy. I mean, he's got incredible control, but when his eyes do that thing they do and one of them starts vibrating in anger.
I love this riff you go on.
You don't want to be. I've seen it. I mean, it's on TV. It starts twitching around. He gets kind of nutty. I wouldn't want to mess with him.
He's like Ken Shamrock back in the day. Like he would snap.
No, more like
a different guy.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's just kind of that's why Lamonte ended up in the locker room crying. He's that kind of guy.
Lamonte averaged 11 points a game. Here's the thing. People say, oh, man, like, you kind of are what you are as a junior. But keep in mind, Admiral and Grant got so many shots for us the past couple of years.
The whole off of that, they were the centerpiece of the team.
Somebody's going to have to take those shots, and I think it's going to be Lamonte and Bowden. And obviously that's going to change the way we look because, like, the shots that were being taken – by Grant and Admiral are not going to be taken by Fulkerson and Pons. So they better be taken by your best players. And I know Barnes said, we're not changing our system. it might not change their system, but they're going to change where the shots come from. And it's going to be fun to watch. They're going to have more shots, so that scoring is going to go up. It's just a matter of how much.
I'm not kidding at all. I don't think I've ever been this excited about. I'm in a way more excited than last year.
Oh, I'm fired up about it. Like
I'm ready to see the new kids, all these new names and faces, and
well, and maybe you could call me sheepy, man. Like we're finishing higher than fifth when we were picked down there, man. I think we are going to be right there in the title hunt.
I think that I'm going to be. I wouldn't say disappointed. But, yeah, I'd be disappointed if we're not in the top three in the league again.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say that we're going to win the league regular season, but
I mean, we're a different program. This is reloading year, like, who's the team in the SEC that even on their reloading years, they're still really good?
In football?
Or? Yeah.
I mean, like LSU, maybe it's like the LSU step back year. Or...
Yeah, where you still win like 10 games in football. I mean, I expect us.
It's like, going to be that. It's going to be that Fulmer 9-3 in 06 and 07 where we were all pissed off about it. But in hindsight, we should have just shut up and enjoyed the 9-3 season.
We probably wouldn't be where we're at right now.
But we're working like heck.
Oh man,
I'm gonna try and get to some basketball games this year.
Be a hard ticket.
I'll pay.
A lot of people wanting to go, man.
Once you get us hooked up with some, you know people.
You know, I know people. They'll be like, hey, you want to go see Tennessee play Coppin State this week? No, but I'd like to go see them play Kentucky. Oh, yeah, we're using those tickets. Those are the people I know.
That's the thing. I don't want to go to the Kentucky game.
Why not?
Because I need to watch that one in the privacy of my own home.
No, but we need people like you there. That's why Thompson Bowling is so hard to play in, is because we get rowdy in there.
I'd get in trouble, man.
Oh, you can behave yourself for 2 hours. Stay with us. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the Nextdoor Home Group Hotline. Back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Hey, Fan Run listeners.
Is on.
The Docket, brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You like this Tulsi Gabbard gal, Bear?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
She goes hard.
Yeah.
What do you mean? She goes hard. Have you seen what she's doing today with Hillary Clinton?
No.
She came off the top rope.
On Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Why?
Because apparently Hillary
starts
said something. That she was a Russian asset.
I could see why some people would think that.
Of Tulsi?
Yeah.
Why?
She kind of parrots
Russian talking points?
Yeah.
She's a combat veteran, man. What you got against the troops?
Not a thing.
Pretty? She's from Hawaii, which is kind of cool.
Sure.
Running for president?
Yeah, if you're parroting Russian talking points, it's kind of a deal breaker for me.
You think we'll have a female president in the next 30 years before 2050?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hell, like 60,000 votes, we would have had one 3 years ago.
You think we'll have one female president or female vice president first? You think like they'll have to do vice president stepping stone? Like,
I don't know. Stuff like that, man. You never know when it's like you think it'll never happen, then blammo, everything comes out. You know, much like the Berlin Wall. Like I didn't think that thing was coming down in my lifetime. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. That thing happened in like 20 minutes one night.
I think it was like not very impressive about the Berlin Wall. It had all that graffiti all over it and everything. But I guess they also had, you know, guys with machine guns on top of it.
Well, the graffiti was on the, you know, West German side.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess that makes sense. Yes.
Yeah, because if anybody got close to it on the other side, you got shot.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. And again, the dogs will get you.
Not to go all LeBron James here, but it's something to... Communists, less graffiti on their walls. Oh, man. All right, let's see who's on the docket. Oh, my goodness. Here's a blast from the past. Willie Mac Garza.
What's Willie done now?
DUI.
Oh, throw him under the jail.
Take a guess where... Throw him under the jail?
Yeah. I think the DUI penalties in this country are way too lenient.
Wow.
Way too lenient.
They're going hard after the DUI guys. Take a wild guess where Willie Mac Garza was coaching at.
Some community college?
No, decent school. A state school named after a state, his whole state.
Montana.
Close.
Idaho.
Close.
Minnesota.
Not close. You're getting colder.
Washington.
Getting warmer.
Oregon.
You're
dancing all
you're
over.
You're right there, man. You're just
Nevada.
You're going around. Now you're going too far south. Come up a little bit.
Wyoming?
Yeah, he's at Wyoming. Willie Mac Garza.
Give me damn geography test here
he's
on
a cowboy.
Friday afternoon.
That was impressive. You got there. Wyoming coach Craig Bull announces Willie Mac Garza has been suspended indefinitely. He was booked into the Albany County Detention Center Thursday night on a DUI charge, according to the jail log.
What did he blow?
I don't know. Was he? He was in. He got in trouble here, didn't he? Either NCAA-wise.
It was NCAA. That was the last was of he the like, Kiffin gift that kept giving.
What did he do? It was something with Lake Seastrunk. Wasn't he recruiting him?
I have no idea who the hell that is.
You don't remember Lake Seastrunk?
Huh.
He was like a five-star running back from Oregon, and he might have gone to Oregon. He ended up at Baylor.
Obviously, he didn't pan out.
Oh, he's a great college player. I don't know if he – I don't think he made it in the NFL.
I mean, he definitely got us into some trouble.
Oh, man, it's coming back to me now. It was something about paying, like, a handler for, like, a video service.
Yeah, and they made up – they just put a threw a bunch of stuff together at the last minute to try and cover for him. Or is that the Oregon thing?
It was like a video service deal.
It was – wasn't it real similar to what Kelly got nailed for?
It was pretty shady, yeah. It was some – shady like handler video type weird thing. Also today, a Kentucky man arrested Thursday afternoon for allegedly killing his father with a crossbow and assaulting his sister with a frying pan.
A full Tyrion Lannister, huh?
It's good, Bear.
You're no son of mine.
I've always been your son. Pretty lame way to go for old Tywin Lannister. Spoiler alert! Like
on the crapper.
Yeah, on the privy with a crossbow.
Joffrey's crossbow.
Yeah. I want to die like with my pants up. That's pretty much
like
all
Elvis?
I want to die with my pants up. Is that too much to ask for? I don't feel like I'm setting the bar too high here.
No.
Because
I want to be like 103 with my grandkids on the bed and just fall asleep.
Yeah, like I don't, you know, not to get too metaphysical here. I don't know what happens when you die.
Obviously.
With your, you know, your soul, your spirit.
Right.
But I don't know what happens to your body. They find you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't want to be found like they walk in like, well, you haven't seen grandpa in a couple of days. Somebody go check the bathroom.
I mean, you know, they find me a phone clutched in hand. It's like a 2-day call going to you.
just half an angry tweet composed on your burner account.
Like halfway through a really good voicemail.
Louisville Metro Police Department spokesman Dwight Mitchell said the suspect, 23-year-old Gerald Beavers III, shot his father, 55-year-old Jerry Beavers, with a crossbow at home located in East Louisville. Oh, man, you shot your dad with a crossbow, who you're named after. You're the You're the third. I guess Jerry Beavers the third, probably the last line of the Jerry Beavers, right?
Yeah, the last of the Beavers. Mm-hmm. Imagine going through life with being named Jerry
Old Jerry
Beavers.
Beaver, yeah.
The Beav.
Injuries for the unnamed female who's believed to be his sister are serious, although police tell that the TV station that she is expected to recover there. So, dude snapped. Went crazy.
Sounds like it.
Killed his dad with a crossbow. Not good. That is the docket brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. You can check them out online at dag-us.com. They handle thousands of Social Security disability insurance cases every year at DAG, including all levels of appeals. And they've helped many clients obtain much-needed compensation following a disability, injury, or long-term physical ailment. If you've got questions about Social Security disability insurance, then you can call them here in Knoxville at 865-566-0800. That's 566-0800. Or just go online to dag-us.com. We're going to take a quick break. It's our final timeout of the show. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Your number. Back with more. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up.
Explainable. The unimaginable. The Drive.
Your heating and air, your lights, your power, all that stuff get knocked out. Do the smart thing and call Lloyd's Electric Service and buy a Generac automatic standby generator. Lloyd's Electric Service provides complete generator sales, service, and installation in Knoxville and the surrounding areas. And now at their second location in Morristown, great financing options available. Owning a home generator has never been more affordable. Contact them, Lloyd's, at 865-692-6700 or go online to lloydselectricservice.com. Hey, don't forget to get your score prediction in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDriveWithRussellSmith. Your score prediction for the Vols and Bama. Get it in before kickoff tomorrow, and you can win gift cards to Crown Cleaners and Qdoba. Let's get the Rog in. Roger, you're on Fan Run Radio. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much, Russell. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing well. Ready for the weekend?
I am, too. I'm with you. We're for this game tomorrow. I just wanted to ask you, I just want to say go Vols tomorrow night. I hope I can do it tomorrow night, hopefully somehow. And I just want to ask you, y'all, about the game tomorrow night. I just want to ask you is, you and Bear both, but I know. I understand we are big young and all, but everybody's going to get beat by a lot. But I just want to ask you, Russell. Tennessee competing. I know I asked you about this earlier in the week, but Russell, I just want to ask you about their offense, I want to ask you for defense wise. How can we stay in the game early and not get behind our Russell Ford? Kind of Alabama has been going fast. So I want to ask you, how can we get stay in the game early and not get behind early? And get, you know what I'm saying, Russell? What can we do? You think we can do?
Raj, I think that it's going to be tough. I mean, if they get the ball first,
we have to have a turnover. Probably multiple turnovers.
Yeah, you got to win the turnover battle to have any chance to win.
And make some big plays.
Yeah, assuming Brian Maurer gets out of concussion protocol, be aggressive. Throw the ball. Just put the pedal to the metal and see what happens, man. That's all you can do. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. No harm, no foul. I don't think anybody's going to be too upset about it. But it's all about getting through and then getting on to South Carolina next week. Raj, thanks, man. We are out of time. Don't forget, voluntary reaction as soon as it's over. We'll start about midnight 30 here on Fan Run Radio. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime up next. Have a great weekend. The Drive resumes Monday, 3 to 6, here on Fox Sports Knoxville.